This is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist, here on Real Liberty Media. I invite you to join me listening to other shows here on Real Liberty Media, shows such as Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony, evolutionarily engaging in counter-propaganda tactics and related work. We have It's All Connected with Grimner and Circle. They connect all the dots. The subject doesn't matter. The connections are real and tangible. Free your mind with Grimner and Moose Girl. You can break from thought constraints on the scope of your vision only by realizing those limits that have been presented to you do not apply to you. They are not real. Those concepts make people feel comfortable by giving them thought boundaries. This is the Free Your Mind Show with Moose Girl and Grimner. Sit back and listen and see your way beyond the world as it has been defined. A Ponder Gander with Vin E. To think and reason, raising expectations through thought-provoking episodes. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Grimner broadcasts the Sunday Blues Show live on Sundays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. He plays all kinds of blues, from great oldies like Robert Johnson, Howlin' Wolf, and John Lee Hooker, to the most modern hard-rocking blues from Joe Bonamassa, Papa Chubby, and Samantha Fish. And all of this stuff between, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jack Bock Project, and Gary Moore. He also plays blues music from classic rock bands, the Rolling Stones, ZZ Top, Cream, etc. And while he is playing the music, we are in the Real Liberty Media chat, playing a rousing game of trivia. So come on over and join us every Sunday for some great tunes, fun trivia, and great chat. There's also a top 10 countdown where Gary L. and Gigi's Boo play the top 10 songs from years gone by, and they provide some interesting historical facts and trivia about the songs and the era. These are all great shows with great content and inspiring messages. Come spend some time with us, get to know us, and we will get to know you. Also, if you love what you hear and want to represent, we have Real Liberty Media gear. You will love the artwork and it will inspire conversation. Check out our Amazon store and Real Liberty Media goods from our website, reallibertymedia.com. This is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Welcome to Real Liberty Media and another show here on Saturday. What is it? Middle July. It's going to be toasty warm here in Sheridan, Oregon today. Let's talk about some fun stuff to start things off. I had a lot of stuff. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay. So let's talk about the fun stuff first, as always, you know, what's going on in my world. First, I want to say, how about those Milwaukee Bucks? I don't know how many of you are NBA fans, but I'm not really a big NBA fan, but I've been following the Milwaukee Bucks for a few years. My wife and I started kind of following them, I don't know, 5 years ago, maybe. And she's from Wisconsin, of course, so that's why we follow the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers, of course. But isn't this crazy? Like, what a year it was in the NBA. You know, the whole COVID thing and all the games that didn't have people at them. And I'm sure a really crazy season. And yeah, I'd probably have to go out and say maybe the results would have been different if the crowds would have been there for some teams. But you know, this was the craziest thing, seeing the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals. I mean, hang on one sec. Okay, cough. Because, you know, every year you hear about the Lakers or the Celtics or the Bulls or, you know, all these teams that have regularly been in the Finals. And this year, man, in the Finals is Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. And what a great series it was. Of course, I think so, because the Bucks won and they are the new NBA world champions. It's incredible. So how many of these people have you heard of, honestly? I mean, whether you're a basketball fan or not. But Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, his brother's on the team, Pat Connaughton, Brooke Lopez, Drew Holiday, Dante DiVincenzo, Bobby Portis. I mean, these names you just don't hear every day. It's really crazy. So there's guys on the Phoenix Suns too. I know Booker. I mean, so the thing about this is it's so crazy is you don't know these people more than likely. Hell, I barely know them, and I've been following them for a few years. But I got to tell you, one of the best things about this series, well, number one is the Suns took the first two games, and then the Bucks came back and beat them four straight, which, you know, is, I guess, kind of unheard of. I don't know. But to beat a, you know, championship team four straight games is pretty incredible. And that Giannis, the last game of that series, he had an incredible game. I'm not kidding. It was almost like he was going to win that game himself, you know, but he did have a lot of support. It's kind of crazy. You know, teams, players have good days and bad days, just like anybody else. And some days everybody's hitting on all cylinders, and most days that's not the case. You know, somebody's doing well, others aren't doing so well, and, you know, you have whatever outcome you have. But that finals game, it was pretty awesome watching him. The whole team, I mean, I want to give them all credit, but that guy just had an unbelievable game. It was fun to watch. So much for that. The NBA champions are the Milwaukee Bucks. And congratulations to them, too. It's been like 50 years. The Suns have never had a championship. You know, I'm sure their time will come. But I also wanted to say, you know, this is truly like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, maybe not, but generally, if you think like 50 years since this team had a championship, you know, it's not like it happens every day. And I can tell you, having been a Packers fan all my life, I remember going through some years, and this wasn't that long ago. I remember in the 2000, like right around 2000, I think when the Packers won, they won somewhere in there between 97 and 05. And I just remember like people, you know, talking about you being a Packers fan because they were doing well. But I also remember those days when the highlights of, you know, even like recently, well, before the Packers actually started playing really well with Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers. I remember these NFL games when they would talk about the Packers back when they were great, and all the highlights would be in black and white, basically, or this real grainy color. I was thinking how funny it was that it had been so long since they'd had a championship, you know, until I think 90-something. I can't remember right now, but, you know, it's fun to be a fan, although right now I'm pretty disgusted with pretty much every sport. But it's kind of fun to be a fan and have your team win everything. You know, win the Super Bowl, win the World Series, win the NBA Championship, win the Stanley Cup. It's just fun, man, when it all pays off. And it's just like so such a joy to actually get to experience that moment. So that was fun this week. I think that was Tuesday night they closed that out. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was Tuesday night. But anyway, let's see what's going on around the homestead here. One thing I was thinking about earlier is somebody must have said something about long-term planning. And I was thinking, I don't think anybody's long-term planning anymore. It's kind of like this last year. If it didn't teach us anything, it taught us to be ready for anything. You know, your long-term plans can go to hell in a handbasket really quickly. So, at first, I was thinking, you know, I don't plan long-term anymore. I go to bed at night thinking, oh, I have the greatest cup of coffee waiting for me on the other side of this sleep. And I was thinking for a few moments, that's about as far ahead as I plan. But then I kind of started thinking about things. And I was like, well, you know, every week I kind of start looking forward to the next weekend and what am I going to do the next weekend. You know, every day I think about, well, what am I going to do when I get home tonight? Because, you know, we still have real long days or extended daylight, I should say. And then I was like, I was thinking, well, I don't do long-term planning like, what am I going to do in 5 years? What am I going to do in 10 years? You know, what do I hope to accomplish, you know, over that period of time? I mean, right now, I'm kind of looking at, you know, when am I going to retire? When am I going to quit working at a job and actually just stay here on the homestead? And believe me, I've been looking at some things to do to make that happen. But, you know, for now, still enjoy dentistry, still enjoy working aspect. You guys heard me talking about that before. So we'll see what happens. But then, but also, as far as long-term planning, I was thinking, well, I planted a garden. That's kind of long-term. You know, we're looking forward to having some food come out of that garden this year. We put up extra security to keep the deer out because every single year, I mean, in past years, we've kind of done vegetable gardening for fun, air quotes, fun. Like, it's nice to have your own food grow on your property and, you know what's happened to that food from the time it was a seed till the time it goes in your mouth, and I think that's good. But we didn't take it very seriously because, you know, we kind of always knew the deer were going to eat so much of the garden and we would have some stuff left and, you know, whatever. But this year we kind of went all out. We put up like 8 feet of fence, 8 feet tall, because damn, deer can jump 6 easy. And they're pretty damn sneaky too. So you can't, you know, like leave a gate open and just invite them in. So, we kind of keep them out this year because I'm thinking, you know, we're going to need more food than what, I just have a feeling we're going to need more food. So we have a lot more food growing this year and it's a lot more protected than it's ever been. And that really doesn't mean anything. Because something, anything can happen, you know, along the way. You can prepare early, get your plants started early, greenhouse some stuff to put in the garden early, like tomatoes or some peppers, onion starts, different, you know, you can start a bunch of stuff early. You can get it in the ground early. You can do everything you can possibly do to grow food, and something can still come in and make that a disaster, you know, ruin everything. Weather, for example, too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry. You know, you can have all kinds of problems with growing some food. And I can't even imagine doing it on a large scale. And I've thought about it a few times because, you know, we have 5 acres and we literally garden in maybe, oh, it's not a quarter of an acre, I can tell you that. Maybe it might be close to that, but it's probably less. And it produces quite a bit of food, honestly. But I can't imagine doing, I mean, and I'd really like to convert some of the property to more food production of one kind or another. Something that, you know, people need. I don't know, like wheat or oats or, I don't know, maybe corn, but corn takes so much water. And you know, you kind of want to do everything in a balance, I think. I don't want to do anything that's going to require so much of any kind of any one resource. You know, I kind of want to do things as easy as possible. And I don't want anything to go to waste. So that's why I haven't done anything just yet on Pebbles, the Bengal kitten, who is now a year old, is playing on the desk. She's going to pull everything off the desk. So you may hear some noise. I'll kind of keep an eye on her. But where was I? Oh, growing food. Okay, so long-term planning. So that's about as far out as I go. As far as long-term planning is just like the garden seems to be about the furthest out I go. Although, I have to say, we've been working on an orchard for years now. And it seems like every year we'll add one or two more trees to the orchard. And that's kind of long-term planning because you don't get fruit from those things. She is not going to stop. You don't get fruit from trees immediately, man. It takes a few years, you know, before you actually get some fruit off of fruit trees. But this year, well, we have a few fig trees that are going to do really well. We have a pear tree that's loaded, an apple tree that's loaded. The cherry trees right now are pretty much at the end. Although I still go out every day and grab a couple handfuls of cherries and eat them fresh off the tree. They're delicious, sweet, juicy, fantastic cherries. So, but that's kind of long-term planning, I guess. I guess that and retirement is about as far out as I go. And I guess maybe on a short term, a few months ahead. I know my wife's going to want to go to Wisconsin again. In fact, I asked her the other day, because this is how this happens. One of her brothers goes to Wisconsin, you know, and he reports back about, you know, family that he's caught up with and, you know, things that they did in Wisconsin. And then the other brother goes to Wisconsin. And then my wife starts looking at me like, you know, when are we going to go to Wisconsin? So I asked her the other day, I said, hey, we're going to be going to Wisconsin this year, aren't we? And she said, yeah. So I guess in a few months, we'll probably head to Wisconsin. And my God, I really don't want to fly, but I bet driving, what would it take? I bet 3 days from here of straight driving, like very little breaks, you know, maybe short sleep sessions. I am not aware. Okay, I should say this. Not 100% sure what's going on with our mentor, Grimner, but something is, and I got a feeling he's in the hospital, and I just want to wish him the, you know, I just want to send, you know, good positive vibes to him. Hope everything goes well, and I hope he starts feeling better soon. Like I said, I'm not 100% sure what went on, but I think he's back in the hospital for whatever reason. I'm hoping everything's going to be awesome. I did want to mention, I will get drone videos up on Rumble. And I wanted to say one other thing. You guys are awesome. And I really appreciate that you listen to the show, that you download the show, listen to podcasts, visit Real Liberty Media. People in the chat room here are awesome. Anytime, just drop by and say hello. And, you know, they'll get to know you and, you know, spend some time with you. But when I put stuff up on Rumble, I'm going to post it in the chat. And basically, this is my idea. I just want to do like a 5-minute take on something. And it'll probably be video because I want to experience that medium, media type and see. I just want to try it out a little bit. And see if we can, you know, direct some more traffic to Real Liberty Media, of course. So it'll probably be the commercial like I run here when I start my show. And some little take of the day, little 5-minute thing. And you guys, if you feel it's appropriate, share it with people. And let's get some more people over here. I did want to tell you guys this. I know that regular people here know pretty much how much all of us hate frickin' windows, but me especially, absolutely hate windows. So I'm going to share a story with you. So for 1 week, so since I finished last week's show, I got off of Windows and I went straight to Linux. And I'll tell you why I do the show on Windows. It's for one stupid reason. And as soon as I solve this, I will no longer be a Windows user, period. Because I had a solid week of bliss using Linux. I use the Cinnamon Desktop, Linux Mint, Cinnamon Desktop. Freaking fantastic. Enjoyed it so much. In fact, I enjoyed it so much that when today, I'm thinking, okay, I better get set up to do the show. Oh, I got to boot into Windows. God, I hate it. But guess what? The first thing happened when I booted into Windows, which was so appropriate. So I boot up Windows. It starts. All my little icons are showing up. No update needed. No nothing. I actually went outside for 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes, to make sure it was just going to start. It started fine. I start to... Well, I use VoiceMeeter to, you know, do my show because it allows me to play that commercial with my microphone off so I can, you know, talk and make noise and it doesn't come over the mic. So I'm booting up VoiceMeeter and the whole freaking window shut down. Like just, you know, black screen shut down. And I had to laugh because it's exactly the reason why I freaking hate Windows. You can never rely on it. You can never count on it. And plus, I hate Bill Gates. He's a thief and crook from the beginning and still is, you know, no different today. But here's the issue. So that very thing I was just talking about, when you use VoiceMeeter, you can pipe music in from any device and run it out to any output. And so when I run the commercial, I shut the mic off and it the commercial runs over to whatever broadcasting software I'm using. And it seems to work really good. So on Linux, I haven't figured out Jack yet. So I even asked my local Linux user group, like, how to get Jack running. So there's this, you know, software called Jack on Linux, and it will apparently do the same thing. But you know how Linux is, it's like you got to be a little bit of a mechanic, a little bit of a technician, a little bit of a hacker to get some things to work the way you want them to. So as soon as I figure out Jack, oh yeah, so this is the note I put up in the Linux user group. My subject was, I don't know Jack. I thought it was funny. Hopefully other people did too. I got some pretty good responses. But one of the responses was, well, can't you do that in OBS? And yeah, I think you can do that, air quote, in OBS. But, you know, here on Real Liberty Media, we use a certain server. I don't know how to connect to it with OBS. Maybe I'll figure that out. And maybe we'll try using OBS over on the Linux side and see how that works. It probably would work just fine. But how to connect to our server from OBS, I'm not 100% sure of. But maybe I'll figure it out. But anyway, when I do figure it out, I am going to erase this hard drive that's got Windows on it. It'll be done, gone, history. You know, Linux just works so much faster. It's so much more dependable. It's so much more secure. I love it. And I am not kidding. That week I spent on Linux, and as soon as I'm done with this show, bye-bye Windows for another week at least. And I've really been able to do everything else I want to do in Linux. Of course, But just that one stupid problem keeps holding me up. All right, let's move on to the ugly stuff of the week. I think. Let me see. I covered the Bucks, covered drone videos. Here's the only holdup on the drone videos is this. Is I love flying the drone and I love making the videos. Not really awesome at editing, and I really hate putting up a video that's silent, so I always want to go back and find a little bit of music to put with it. So I have a couple what do they call it, you know, free music, royalty free music to attach to the video, and I want to edit out a couple pieces that are stupid or boring or whatever, and then I'll put it up. I mean, that really, there, it's all boring, I think. Sort of. I mean, it's kind of fun to fly the drone and to take video. So one video I did was an insurance video because, you know, we kind of live in an area where fires can come and, you know, overcome us and we'll lose everything. So I flew the video inside an implement building and inside the barn just to document stuff, you know, just to document stuff. So I might put that one up. It's interesting, I guess, because it's sort of inside, you know. And then I have the final video on the property that was cleared, and even our neighbors are waiting to see that because they don't want to walk down there. You know, they're older than me. And, you know, they don't want to walk down here, break a hip or something. So anyway, those videos will be going up pretty soon. Hey, I did want to give you a tiny bit of update. Last week I was talking about the quarter panel for the Chevy pickup and welding. So I haven't welded yet, but I gathered up some scrap from a local welder, and, I actually had to reorder the fender for the frickin' Chevy. And I'll tell you why, because Brothers, who is a classic car parts provider, they had the quarter panel for like $599, and it said it'd be $200 for shipping. I was like, okay, you know, I want to get this truck done. I'm tired of screwing around with it. It's been a part for years, although I start it regularly, it still runs great because everything mechanically is new in it. So really it's just some body work I'm trying to get done, and new floor welded in. So anyway, I ordered up the fender, and then I get an email on Monday, and it said, we just want to let you know, we've contracted with the delivery, you know, company. It's going to be $600 for shipping. And I said, no, thank you. I'll pass. So I found some other place that had the quarter panel, actually on eBay, which I almost never shop on eBay. I hope to God, you know, it works out. I did kind of check the seller, and they had a lot of reviews, and, you know, kind of like 95% positive, which I think is fine. You know, if it's 100% positive, I think it's bullshit. So we'll see if that works. But that was a flat rate shipping, like $170 or something, and the part was actually cheaper. So overall, you know, we'll see. I haven't gotten any emails from them except my order was accepted and my card was charged. So we'll see if that works out. But it'll be really fun to get that pickup put back together. And I'm feeling much more in the kind of mechanical mood these days. And, you know, the weather's nice enough. I can be out there in the implement building. You know, it's covered, so it's still hot. But, you know, at least I'm not directly in the sun. Anyway, we'll get some of that done. And I'm looking forward to getting that truck put back together. You know, and it's really just a farm truck. It really is. You know, it might make it to a couple local car shows, but it's nothing fancy. It's not like I have chrome or the engine parts painted, nothing like that. It's just a 79 Chevy with a 350 V8, whatever transmission, you know, headers, pipes, and you know, it'll just be, it's just kind of a classic, and I've always wanted to kind of finish my own classic vehicle, so that's it. We'll see how that goes. All right, you know, last week I was talking about I was talking about the new Nuremberg trials, and it was a team of over 1,000 lawyers and over 10,000 medical experts. Oh boy, so Bear and Pebbles are getting into it now. So there'd be a little bit of ruckus in the background. And I didn't turn the air conditioner off, so maybe, actually this might be a good time for this. Let's put this on. And I'll be back in just a minute while I get into the serious stuff. Sorry for that little interruption, but I did want to turn that air conditioner off so we don't have that little problem where my gate volume, whatever you call it, audio gate closes or stays open and my sound fades. So anyway, let's get back to it. So I was talking last week about the new Nuremberg trials where 1,000 lawyers and over 10,000 medical experts have started legal proceedings against the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for crimes against humanity. And I went through how this vaccine, air quotes, doesn't meet the criteria to be called a vaccine and to be used on, you know, free populations of the world, and how it violates the Geneva Convention. Well, this week, oh, by the way, there's going to be a link in the show notes, I hope. Although I kind of noticed last week's show notes are screwed up somehow. So I'm sure we'll get that fixed. But the show notes don't actually match the show, I don't think. I don't know what happened there. Probably I sent the wrong show notes in. I don't know. Could be. But anyway, my point is, in the show notes today, there's going to be a video that actually somebody here posted in the Real Liberty Media chat. And it is Dr. David Martin interview, being interviewed. And it says, Dr. David Martin just ended COVID, Fauci, the DOJ, politicians in one interview. That is a fantastic interview. And you should spend some time listening to it, even if you don't listen to the whole thing. I think if you listen to 10, actually, if you start listening to it, you're going to listen to the whole thing because it's pretty captivating. Yep, there goes desk. Oh boy, must be. Oh yeah, it's a fly. So we have a fly in the compound, and my little Bengal kitten does not tolerate flying insects in the compound. So stuff's going to be flying around here. It's okay. That's what happens when you do a show from a home studio and you let your critters just do what they want. Anyway, along those same lines, a nonprofit group, I got to bring this up because I got to bring it up. Okay, a nonprofit sues the Health and Human Services to immediately stop emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines. And it says America's Frontline Doctors, a nonprofit, filed a motion on July 19th seeking immediate injunctive relief to stop the emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for three groups of Americans, anyone under the age of 18, anyone who has recovered from COVID-19, and those who haven't given informed consent as defined by federal law. You know what? I was thinking this week, because, you know, a lot of times we talk about either how the vaccine is going to kill you, the jab is going to kill you, or how the virus is going to kill you. And I was thinking, And I think I kind of outlined last week how it seems like the Chi-Coms had this all figured out. But I was really thinking this week, what better way to have some population control, in other words, kill off so many millions of people, than to, you know, kind of buddy up with the Chi-Coms. And the reason I said that, I was thinking, who better to enlist, help out with the population? Uh-oh, what happened? And who better to enlist to help out with population reduction than the Chi-Coms? They have little regard for life. They sacrifice religious prisoners all the time for the money they can make from selling their organs. Oh, maybe I'm making too much of an assumption here, but I'm fairly certain you don't survive a liver or heart transplant. Pretty sure you don't. They have had family or child limitations for how long now? Some say over 2,000 years. Here again is a great example of hypocrisy from those woke companies who try to show the world how woke they are by paying lip service to women's rights, equal rights, and BLM and the rest, while they continue to do business in a country, and I might go as far to say make their most profits by having slaves do their production work in a country that kills female babies and encourages female infanticide. You know, these things always come up to me. I'm always finding the hypocrisies here. And that's why I can't really take, you know, any of those advertisements seriously, or any of those, public comments seriously that some of these companies, you know, Nike, Samsung, Amazon, I've done shows before where I listed them out. I think at one time I named like 80 different companies that are doing, and they're big companies that are doing business with China. And yet, you know, China's probably the, no, I probably couldn't say that. Let's say China is the most publicized example of human rights abuses of any country in the world. They're certainly the largest by far, which is why they decided to have this, kind of child limitation, population control policies, is because, you know, I mean, you don't want your population getting so big you can't feed them. But it's also kind of why we have to be very careful about thinking that, you know, China isn't interested in taking over the rest of the world, because their population's huge enough that they need more resources, or they want more resources, or both. But at any rate, they will be always, I think, you know, there's always going to be a country looking to take what you have. It's kind of natural law. It's just going to happen. But my point was, you know, who better to partnership with than a country who's basically made it a standard operating procedure to control their own population by, you know, killing off the unwanted or the unneeded or the ones that they feel they don't need or aren't valuable. And I think that's a problem in itself, is when you start devaluing life so easily. I mean, I ran across something today, and I did not put it in the show notes, but they are saying that they're finding, one story said something about finding this missing, some of the missing female babies that have been, you know, destroyed at birth or whatever. And I'm talking like 30,000, just one spot where they found like 30,000 dead female babies. You know, and it's not like the Chinese government just comes in and kills your baby. It's actually kind of like, you have a baby, and they actually quit telling the parents what the gender of their baby was, you know, at these prenatal appointments, because women would abort their female babies because it was more financially feasible to have a male baby, I guess. And the policies of the Chi-Coms has made it so that, you know, it's more expensive to have a female baby because females are expected to do a certain part of the work in China. And males are supposed to be the ones, at least at last count, the ones who go and make the money, you know. And so here again, you know, if you are supporting these companies who preach to you about how you should believe in equal rights and women's rights and all these equalities, and they are acting so woke, but yet the main portion of their production is being done in a country who absolutely 100% is on the opposite side of those beliefs, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. You know, you got to kind of say to yourself, this company is just full of crap. They're complete liars. They're deceiving, and they're greedy bastards because they say that they believe something, but yet they do business in this country and maximize their profits off the backs of slaves and off the, you know, and in a population in a country that doesn't even believe and actually not only doesn't believe in equal rights for women, but actually is, you know, has an opposite effect, actually treats them pretty horribly. So, I know you guys are pretty, you guys who are joining in the chat room generally know all this stuff. It's nothing new to you, but, along those same lines, I was looking at, I wanted to go to this story on this federal judge who, oh no, let's do this. So another kind of thing along the lines of equality that I ran into was this farm loan program. Now this is a whole different kind of equality. So remember, Biden decided to promote equity and would pay off the loans of Black, Hispanic, and American Indian people in the United States, but you know, white people is like, nope, you don't get that. Well, of course, somebody sued, because that's what we do to get things right in this country, I guess, is file a lawsuit. And it says a district court judge granted an injunction against President Joe Biden's loan forgiveness program for non-white people, ruling in favor of a Tennessee farmer who filed a lawsuit and argued the provision is unconstitutional, which of course it is, because it doesn't make things equal. And that's my point, is this is how equality works. Every time you put a restriction on one people's or another, you've basically then, you know, entered into inequality, because you're trying to force equality by you know, stomping on somebody else's, by holding somebody else down to make the playing field even. And really, all you have to do is just let people do. I mean, don't restrict people. Just let them grow. Let them be successful. Provide the avenues to allow people to be successful, and then let them be successful. That Washington, D.C. Cop that was on the other day. I'm glad. I know how some of you feel about the cops, and that's fine. But I'm glad he at least finally kind of told, you know, the media, hey, shut the hell up about, you know, what we need to do and the cops aren't doing their job, blah, blah, blah. He was like, you don't want this crime in D.C., but you don't want, you know, it's kind of funny. The first thing they did was call the cops when the shooting started, of course, because there's no other way to stop it. Well, you know, a lot of us know how to stop it, but generally, you know, if you're one of those people, you're going to wait for somebody to show up to save your ass. And, You know, I've said before, nobody's going to save you. I mean, it's if you're waiting for somebody to come and save you, you might as well just kiss your ass goodbye, because you're depending on somebody who just isn't going to be there. As I've said before, I carry a gun because a cop's too heavy. So, let's see, down the equality line, and a judge in Wisconsin ruled the same thing, too. This is going to be in the show notes. So, anyway, you know, there's a lot of lawsuits going on now. So, you have the Nuremberg trial, the nonprofit that's suing to get the vaccine jab stopped. I was also thinking, I don't know that we're going to, that the lockdowns are over. I really have a feeling. I'm just waiting for that hammer to drop now that, you know, the Delta variant is, you know, we need to lock down because the Delta variant has taken over. I should take a picture of my cat sitting here reading the show notes off the screen. Oh, yeah, she's on it. That would be a funny picture. Oh, now she's eating the show notes. Oh, you raton. And I lost my train of thought. The vaccine and the lawsuits. Oh, and the lockdowns. And this is what I think. You know, the it's kind of funny. This last week, 2 weeks, we've had a ton of people sick around us. And I mean, mostly the clinic around us here at home. Nobody really visits. I mean, family, of course, but nobody outside of family. But people have been sick and people have thought that they had COVID. And one person, an assistant who used to work with me, and she went to another office, she actually had COVID, has, and she was real sick. And her kids got COVID and they were sick. They all survived. That's awesome. I think that's what we expect these days, is for people to survive. Mostly people survive. You cannot eat my show notes. No. And don't swat at me. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah, a lot of people have been sick. A lot of people, and I think that they're going to try and go back to lockdown sometime soon. But you know what? I'm really happy that so many people, and now people are starting to come out. I mean, celebrities, which I don't care one way or another what they think. I wish they would just do their thing, either acting or sports, and not talk about politics. But I'm kind of glad some of those people, Eric Clapton came out, said, you know, he's not going to do concerts with if there's some kind of COVID restriction. I know Anthony DeAnthony Hopkins, I don't know. He's an NFL player. He said if the NFL demands that they have the jab, that he is not going to take it, and he will retire or quit or just sit it out. And I'm glad those people, think about the people who, you know, probably are the furthest thing from being you know, feeble. I think pretty much it would be professional athletes. Yeah, not all of them. You know, some of them, you know, do things to their bodies that they shouldn't. Some of them ingest things that they probably shouldn't, or they do too much of a good thing. But physically, yeah, they don't need the jab. They don't need the jab to stay healthy. Yeah, children don't need the jab. You know, the thing that doesn't make sense to me about this whole thing is basically that even if you've had COVID, they're not going to consider that you're protected. Even though they tell you, you know, they tell you, oh yeah, get this jab because it's going to give you so much protection, you know, protection from whatever other variants. But then, you know, when they're counting people who are immune, you know, who are protected, they're not going to count you because you've had COVID. Only if you get the jab. My show notes are just getting shredded. I know you can't hear it, but it's pretty funny. It's making me laugh a lot. Stop it. Oh yeah. You know, and back to the Chinese and that whole vaccination or virus thing. You know, there's maybe a reason why they didn't report as many cases as everybody thought they should. Because if you remember last week, I was talking about the one of their medical facilities. They actually had a vaccination that they could administer nasally with a swab. Remember I was telling you how weird I thought that was, that maybe they would actually be giving you the virus on a swab? But let's just say if the Chi-Coms actually had a vaccination that worked against COVID-19 and its variants, and it was a nasal swab that did it, yeah, you would think, because they actually had that long before they had COVID-19 come along, which kind of makes you wonder, okay, if they had the vaccine in China way ahead of the time that COVID-19 actually started rearing its ugly head, it kind of sounds to me like they were planning for it, right? But anyway, so if they had it, and if they had some, you know, mass vaccination plan ahead of time, well, of course you wouldn't see so many people in China getting COVID-19. Now, it's really hard for me to believe that they could have done that in such a short period of time. But you know what? It's hard to get stuff out. Yes, there's the video posted in the chat room. If you're following in chat, check it out. That is a great interview. But anyway, it's hard for me to believe that China could have pulled that off. But really, we don't really know what goes on in China. I mean, yeah, we get reports a little bit at a time here and there. You hear about, you know, atrocities that occur in China. You hear about the organ harvesting, the infanticide, the slave labor. We do hear a little bit about that, but I mean, you wouldn't hear about some mass vaccination program that they were, you know, that they were conducting in China. Although, what if China said, hey, we have to test everybody for this virus, and they used that nasal swab and they actually vaccinated everybody when it was looking like they were testing them? That could have happened. But my point again, and it makes perfect sense, if China's trying to get, you know, our resources and the rest of the world's resources and become a superpower in the world, I mean, what better way to do it than to reduce the rest of the population? And I mean, if you're a Dr. Fauci who wants also to reduce the population, who thinks that the world is overpopulated, who believes that man-made global warming is ruining, you know, the planet, then why wouldn't you, you know, kind of team up with the Chi-Coms? I mean, they're really good at population control. They've been doing it for at least a couple thousand years, supposedly. At least I'll have in the show notes the history of China's population control efforts. Kind of crazy that they knew, I don't know if they knew thousands of years ago that their population was going to be so huge, or if it was just a thing. Maybe it was just a thing, like, oh, we only need so many males and females. But you'll see kind of, you'll see a little bit of history on the Chi-Coms population control. Let's see what else we have. I got away from my mic there, sorry. Cats, really, she is fired up, man. She is a beautiful Bengal cat, by the way. All right. Oh, one thing I want to... Oh, we're getting close to the end here, which is fine. Perfectly fine. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming out now about voting across this country and how it was screwed up. And basically how everything that was said, you know, last year's election. It's going to be proven out. You're going to see it. But let's see, Maricopa County, Pennsylvania, New York. I know what I was going to say. The Russians are awesome at not taking the vaccination or the jab. It says, whereas in Britain, 78% of the population has received at least one jab. In Russia, the proportion is only 20%. And the difference is not the availability or the efficacy of the jab, but people's trust in the government and its vaccines. How about that? The Russians are way better at saying no than we are. That is awesome. Okay, this is what I wanted to tell you. This is, I think you're going to enjoy this in the long run. Maybe not right this minute, but I think in the long run you're going to enjoy this. So I have a guy. I have a guy who I have enlisted to be my executive producer of this show. His name is, let me see, I'm looking for that application. Oh, yeah. So I have his CV here. It's Mortison Fenortner. Mortison Fenortner is, he says he's got some kind of experience with producing shows. Next week, we'll talk to him a little bit and see what he has to offer. It should be kind of fun. You know, I really don't know what I'm doing, but I do have fun doing it. And I think that's going to be kind of interesting. I read through his CV. It's pretty good. We'll look forward to seeing him next week. What is this? Oh, peachy peach cobbler. I have a recipe for peachy peach cobbler on my desk. That should be part of the show notes, but it's probably not. Yeah, I think that's going to do it. I think you guys are awesome. That was an interesting hour with everything going on. But you guys have been great, and I look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully everything gets back to normal here on Real Liberty Media. I don't know if we're doing a bunch of live shows or not, but I've had a hard time catching them. I kind of look for them though on Fridays. So I'm going to go listen to some now while I'm editing my notes and uploading the file and all that stuff. You guys have an awesome week. I'll probably see you next Saturday. Thanks.